Another apology. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president has formally apologized for our people burning those surplus Qurans at a military base in Afghanistan. And yes, it is galling because, remember, these were Qurans that our military issued to prisoners to protect their religious rights. Then it turned out these prisoners were, in fact, using those Qurans to send messages to each other, basically defacing them. So the outrage seems misdirected. Nonetheless, the president will make no apology for apologizing.
The White House moved to preempt critics, saying an apology was important because the Quran burning endangered U.S. troops.
Better to apologize for the Qurans than to have to apologize to more families of dead U.S. soldiers. But of course, that won't stop his opponents.
There seems to be nothing that radical Islamists can do to get Barack Obama's attention in a negative way.
But what are we supposed to do? We're out of money. Just flat out beating the Taliban, which is what most of the Republican candidates want to do, is no longer an option unless we find some money. And I mean literally find a chest of gold doubloons buried in a national park somewhere. Because the Treasury's in hock, and all those same candidates who want us to beat the Taliban are opposed to any tax increase for any reason. The good news is, according to CBS News correspondent Mandy Clark in Kabul, the latest demonstrations seem to peter out.
There were riot police who were out on the streets early, and at times, they outnumbered the protesters.
So maybe the apology can be our new ultimate weapon. Victory through apologies and drones. It's not World War II, but it's what we can afford. Now this.